This is WRCD 602. I'm not hearing an open mic on the repeater. Maybe you're getting something direct. Sounds like you're not running a PL tone on your receive, and then you're just going to pick up anything that's on this frequency, which is channel 22, FRS, GMRS.
I've got PL tones on both input and output, so not sure what it is. It's kind of interesting, but yeah, it just sounded like somebody was sitting on a microphone.
You might have just got lucky and picked up on somebody that's running the same PL. Who knows?
Yeah, it's hard to say. We all know how radios are, so. Cool. All right. Well, it's WRTQ 274. I'm still mobile and monitoring on the North Valley repeater.
Not a problem. Hope that interference goes away soon. But I'm on the north end of Grants Pass on the repeater, and I'm not hearing any interference at all.
Well, ironically, in the time I've been chatting with you, it's gone away. And yeah, I'm on the north end of Grants Pass. I was coming down the hill past Hugo when I first called out.
Oh, gotcha. You're probably right behind me then.
Did you just pass a blue Volkswagen Beetle, or do you see a blue Volkswagen Beetle?
Nope, I'm just coming on the 58 right now, southbound.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah, I'm going to be north of you. I'm at the 65, 63, somewhere in there.
Oh, gotcha. This is interesting. As I'm talking to you, we've got a Cessna coming in really low over Grants Pass, probably 500 feet, which you don't see very often. Just he was following the freeway, it looks like, and now he's following 6th Street down, but lower than you ever see anybody in this area.
Yeah, probably somebody doing some sightseeing. I miss flying, that's for sure. But it's the perfect day for it, so I'm glad pilots are getting up there and taking advantage of it.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous day for it, but just a really odd, I've never seen anybody fly that low in that pattern, because he kind of had to interfere with what would be the approach for Merlin, but yeah, that was odd.
Yes, I'm glad you got to see it. It's always funner when you're up in the plane itself, though.
Yeah, but I do agree, gorgeous day to be up in the air.
Yes, it is. All right, cool. We're getting off the freeway here at WRTQ 274. I'm going to go back to monitoring. Nice to chat with you, and I hope you have a great day.
Take care. WRTQ 602.
602-983. Did I hear you say you're running the PL tone on the NVR 725 repeater on transmit and receive?
All of my repeaters transmit the PL tone on the output, and I set up all of my radios with the PL on the receive, and that way you don't have to deal with all the interference that's on FRS usually. That's just my preference.
Okay, I think I'm going to give that a go, because often I hear kids talking, and I don't think they're on the repeater. I think they're on a simplex, and I'm picking them up. Is that possible cause?
I'll almost guarantee that's exactly what's happening. GMRS and FRS share all the same frequencies, and you're probably picking up kids on channel 22, which is perfectly legal. They're not doing anything wrong, but can get a little bit busy. I'll just use that word. So, yeah, running the PL eliminates that.
Roger that. I was not complaining at all. I'd like to hear everybody enjoying the radio. It's good to hear. So, but I was just wondering if that was a cause, because it didn't seem to be coming over the repeater, in my opinion. I'm no expert. In fact, I'm pretty new myself.
Yeah, we've got a couple young people that use the repeater once in a while, but they never cause interference like that. They don't play around. Once in a great while, you might get a real young character that grabs a radio and checking it out, and mom and dad will retrieve it from them, but that's perfectly fine. But yeah, run the PL on your receive if you don't want to hear that. And then on my radios, I can just choose to monitor it if I want to hear everything that's on the frequency, regardless of the PL tone. But as a general rule, I leave the PL filtering everything else out.
Roger that. Is the PL tone also 141.3 for the receive?
That's correct. I don't run a split tone on any of the repeaters, so the output will be the same as the input, no matter what repeater.
Excellent. Hey, thank you for the tip. I'm going to give it a go on this radio and my wife's when she gets home. So thanks a lot, and WSGP983 monitoring.
Not a problem. Have a great day. WRCD 602.